This is Earth and Sky with Mildred Cho. She's a bioethicist at Stanford University.
Cho ponders the ethical and social implications of biotechnologies. One area she's exploring is especially touchy, the intersection between a person's racial identity and their DNA.
There are some geneticists who will tell you that if you give them a bunch of DNA samples, that they would be able to tell you the race of the person that was associated with those DNA samples. And there are others that would say that that's not true. And part of the controversy is because it's very hard to define what race is in the first place.
Cho says definitions commonly used for race change over time and from place to place.
And then there's also the issue of whether there is such thing as pure races and mixed races, for example. So are people from the Indian subcontinent a mixture of people from Asia and Europe, or are they a population in their own right?
For all of its challenges, understanding the genetic makeup of different racial groups might be a useful tool in treating some diseases. But there's another issue that Mildred Cho is deeply concerned about. That's the use of genetics by police detectives to predict or rule out what a crime suspect might look like. More tomorrow. Thanks today to the National Science Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.